We've been examining together this foundation of our faith. In some respect, the old doctrines of the church, but to us, we've called this service, or this series, Amazed Again, because as we look back at these amazing truths about God and who He is and who we are and what He's done for us, it calls me back to worship, to be amazed again at God and His grace and His love. And today, we continue down that path of taking a look at what we believe. And today we'll see that what we believe is something that, it's not just something that lands in our head so that we can answer questions about it. It's not even something that just lands down a little further in our heart so that we can feel a certain way, but it's something that comes out through our hands and our feet and changes the way we live. It changes how we move. It changes how we interact with the world around us. As we look through the book of 1 Timothy, and we're going to look through the book of 2 Timothy, we see this Apostle Paul investing in this young man, saying, I want you to be strong in the faith so you can do God's work. And he spends a lot of time talking about what it is that has been put into Timothy that makes him strong. And that is this whole belief, the Word of God, the doctrines of God, the beliefs about what is true and what is real. What is it that's been true and how has it affected me? How can that affect the people around me? So as we just take a second here to reflect, if what we believe about God is true, we first looked at the doctrine of God. If we believe that God is perfect and created all people for His glory, then we will long to see all people redeemed, saved, and changed so that they could give glory to God. If what we believe about the Bible is true, that it's inspired by God, it's without error, it will never fail us, that it is our authority to us, then we're going to want to do all that we can to help other people drink from this well, where they will find complete satisfaction and to be thirsty for the Word. If what we believe about all people is true, that they were created in the image of God but ruined by sin, loved by God still and redeemed by Christ, then we would work tirelessly to call all people to Jesus, to be restored to Him. If what we believe about Jesus is true, that He is fully God and fully man, the perfect one for us, then we're going to want Him to be the center of everything we do as a church, to give Him glory and lift Him up as the source of all hope. If it's true that Jesus died for us, then we're going to want everybody to know that and keep returning to the cross, to our own salvation. If it's true that the Holy Spirit is Christ in us and empowers us for evangelism, for growth, to do all that we're supposed to do as a church, then we're going to want to keep in step with the Spirit day by day. It's true that the church is the family of God, the body.